Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word of God that we meditate upon this morning is from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 56 to 57. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So far the word of the Lord. Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. Amen. Both here and in other places, Paul reminds us that if we live under the law, we shall receive the wages of our sin, which is death. Yet if we live in Christ, we receive the free gift, which is life everlasting. Yet what does he mean when he speaks of living under the law? What does he mean when he speaks of the power of the law being death and sin? One way in which people find themselves living under the law is when we think that we can do it ourselves, when we think that we can take care of our own life. That attitude that I can handle it myself is an attitude from the law. I must do it alone. How often doesn't it happen that a young person brought up in the church, raised in the faith when they are older, decides, I know that Jesus died for me. I know all the stories. I can take care of myself. I don't need to come to church. I don't need Jesus to be a daily part of my life. Or maybe they do come to church, but that's something for Sunday. And the rest of my life, I am capable of taking care of myself. Inevitably, when we approach life with this attitude that I can do it myself, we find ourselves slipping slowly, further and further down, until one day we wake up and we are in a pit of sin and darkness and despair with no hope of finding a way out. King David knew such a pit very well. He speaks of lying at the bottom of that dark pit with all of his bones broken, with no hope, only in despair. And yet in the next verse, he rejoices as he looks up and he sees peering over the side of the pit the face of his Savior. When we try to do it ourselves, we end up sinking deeper and deeper. But when we remember his victory, when we look up to see our Christ, and the victory that he won for us, no matter how deep the pit is that we may have gotten ourselves into, his victory is ours. And he lifts us up out of that pit. Or again, to live under the law, we might say, is to attempt to do all the commands and the ordinances that our God has laid down for us in the Scripture, all the do this and do that and don't do that. And yet even the least of these commands is so great and such a burden upon us that it is overwhelming. We might take for an example simply the command to be a good father or a good parent that we talked about last summer. And what does the Scripture say about being a good father? It says, make sure to set a good example in word and in deed. Make sure to teach them the Word of God. Make sure to let them know that you love them. Make sure to punish them, but not too much. Don't provoke them to wrath. Make sure to encourage them, but also tell them where they are wrong. Make sure to spend time with them. Make sure to get to know them. But also, make sure you work hard to provide for them. How can we perfectly do all of even this one command that God has given us? And yet, on top of that, the Lord says, also be a good husband. Also, be a good neighbor. Also, be a good member of your church, donating your time and energy to God's kingdom. And the lists and the tasks pile up one after another until we are overwhelmed, until Paul calls it a yoke, a heavy burden which neither we nor our fathers could bear. But when we remember his victory, when we remember that he has defeated death and destroyed the punishment of the law no longer has any punishment to lay upon us, does it? To be sure, the law is still there as a guide, as a voice, teaching us what is right and wrong, encouraging us to do that which is good and not do that which is evil, but it has no threat. The threat of death, the threat of the law is death, but death is conquered through Jesus Christ. And so we can hear all that the law commands, and we can strive and try to do these things, and yet we know that when we fail, there is no punishment. We are forgiven in Christ Jesus, and we have life in his name. Or again, we could say that to live under the law is to keep a careful account of all the sin which we do or which is done to us. For as Paul says here, the strength, the power of the law is sin. Just as the power of capitalism is money. And so those of us who live in a capitalist society, as we do, it is important that we keep a careful account of all the money that we have and all that is owed to us and all that we owe to one another, because in a capitalist society, what you are able to purchase, what you deserve, your value is very much determined by the amount of money you have. And in a similar way, those who try to live under the law, and this is borne out in history, very often those who think they have to do all the commands of God and thus live under the law do exactly this. They need to keep a careful account of every sin that they do and every sin that is done against them and is owed to them, because by this reckoning they determine their worth and the worth of other people with regard to them. But now Christ died and rose again. And if Christ rose as he did, then that shows that God has accepted his payment, his sacrifice, as the payment for all sin. And sin no longer has any value. So then it is as if you woke up one morning and money no longer had any value. And every store you went into, the shopkeeper said, take what you need, take what you want. There is no payment. It would no longer matter how much money you have in the bank or how much you owe or how much others owe you, would it? Because money is meaningless. So now sin is meaningless for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. We can forgive freely as we are forgiven because sin has no value over us. Therefore, now Christ is risen from the dead. And if Christ is risen from the dead, death is defeated. And if death is defeated, the law has no power over us. Therefore, we sing with Paul and with all the saints in heaven and on earth, thanks be to God who has given us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.